Hello, fellow enjoyers of the AFL. The full squad is back, and we're going to do a traditional ladder prediction, which is it's the third one, believe it or not, lads.
Yes, season three.
That's it.
Should we go back and see our previous bad ones, or just bury it?
Let's not talk about those.
The general rule to never go back and look at our previous episodes.
Fun fact, ever since we started the pod, the premiers have not made the finals the year after, and we've probably put them first or second.
Yeah, true. So there we go. Brizzy, not top eight, just the quick spoiler right there.
In about 3 minutes, we're going to just go back on that one.
Legit. No, not bad. But look, yeah, before we start, we're looking at doing maybe a tipping competition this year where the top three get AFL Enjoyer t-shirts. So stay in tune for that one. I'm sure, you know, the highly coveted t-shirts, you know, that you see in the intro. Yeah, free merch, exactly right.
You wear those t-shirts, man. Your coolness is elevated. Mm-hmm. I don't know what other word to use.
It's just our lot. It just says AFL Enjoyers, right? It's the one in the intro.
That's all, yeah.
The one that we're stopped on the street. Yeah. People take some photos with you.
Exactly. So you got basically free advertisements for us. So thanks, guys. Anyway, traditional format where I start and I give the first pick. Are we just going to go straight into it, or do you want to?
Yeah, so you just give us your number one. George will go who's second. I'll go who's third.
And this is a very early ladder prediction that might change before the season starts, as we haven't gotten any like kind of preseason games information.
Well, yeah, apart from the Indigenous All-Stars game, which...
Should we talk about that?
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah. I watched about the first quarter in a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Simkin just dominating.
Simkin dominated. So
he's the man, bro. And he's going to play forward pocket for us. So it's going to be interesting, man.
North stacked.
We're stacked, bro. We're stacked.
That's a precursor to putting North 8th or something on
the
ladder.
So with the number one pick... nah. So first on the ladder will be North Melbourne. Nah. Look, I'm happy to... I'll get a start unless you guys...
I will say, just on that note. So that's the only one of three games that have happened like yesterday, basically. So
Essendon Bulldogs.
Essendon Dogs, North's Inter Club, a couple other Inter Clubs.
Adelaide, I think I'm Inter Club, yeah.
I only watched the North one. So there's not much data here. It's very early, like we said. So we'll probably do another one before the season starts.
Probably revisions.
But yeah. Anyway, I'll start it off. And for me, number one is going to be Geelong.
Oh.
So I've gone with the Cats, and George already looks upset at me for ruining. Look, my thing with Geelong is I think they'll be chomping at the bit this year to get into the finals. They're very close, or to get into the, you know, to get to the grand final. They got very close last year. They have the eighth easiest draw.
Okay.
And I think considering Geelong, they know how to win games. They don't need it to get any easier for them. So I'm putting them there. I like their versatility. In the defense, in the ruck position, what are they going to do? They're going to put De Koning, they're going to put Blitzarves. You add Bailey Smith. Holmes goes another level. I think there's a lot right there. A little bit of natural progression of a guy like Shannon Neal as well as a key forward post. I think there's a lot of growth there for that team. Lawson Humphries as well. I'm just going to keep naming players until you guys stop me.
It's a fair point. So my one thing with them though is talk me through their forward line. So Cameron's getting on a little bit. Oh. Hawkins is gone.
I'm not
suggesting he's past it. I'm just saying he's their best forward.
Yeah.
Who's going to step up as the number two?
Shannon Neal. You heard it here first, mate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, I think for them, it's never really been that they needed their forwards to step up. It's just a committee type deal with them, you know, where it's, you know, Holmes will push the ball forward and get into the goals. You know, maybe Paddy Dangerfield gets into the forward line a little bit more, you know. And he always, even though he's old, he still produces as well. So,
I think I had Geelong in the top eight. I had him seventh. But
really?
Sammy, I had him sixth.
I think they're going to be quite a good team. And you're right, we kind of wrote them off a couple seasons ago, and they find a way always to rejuvenate their list and always pick up agents like Bailey Smith for relatively good prices. So, I think they're going to be quite good this year. And I think Bailey Smith will add to their midfield depth. They're just a team that is always around. They do have their home ground advantage. I think that they could surprise a lot of people. I'm not sure first I think is appropriate, but I definitely see them as a pretty good team this year. So,
Fair enough.
No, good shout. I mean, like we sort of said in the beginning, there's the team who makes the finals or grand final, we've tipped them to come first and it never happens. So I like the way of going for the riser. Yeah.
Look, you say riser, but they were third last year.
Yeah.
And then they haven't gotten worse. Mm. So I can't really see why, you know. Look, they surprised us last year. Why can't they surprise us again and just go a little bit further up? You know what I mean? So, there we go. My first pick there.
Nice.
Number two.
I'm just going to go for the boring pick that we've alluded to, is Brisbane.
Okay.
I know that there is a bit of a trend of the last couple of years, but Brisbane, I don't see any reason why they'll get any worse. They add another Ashcroft to the list. The only kind of downside from them is Danaher going down or retiring. Mm. And he's a very versatile player, and no one really plays like Joe Danaher. He is himself. So what did they try to find another tall target to kind of replace his role? He's not going to be quite the live wire that Danaher is. But apart from that, I mean, Lincoln McCarthy comes back from an injury. Keaton Coleman will get games this year and a half back line. So there is even Doudé was injured. Yeah, he comes back in. So there's a couple of players that didn't get an opportunity last year. They come in and probably make the team better, or at least definitely not worse.
Yeah.
And it's Brisbane, you know, still star-studded midfield. Mm. I don't see any reason why they're any worse. Yeah. And they won last year, so I think top four is very reasonable. And, I mean, they won the flag off a roller coaster over a year. Consistency is going to be the name of the game for anyone that finishes top four.
Yeah.
But I think they're up to it, so that one kind of makes sense.
And they not only win the flag, but they finish fifth in the end off a really horrendous start. Yeah. So, like, just a mediocre start gives them that top four shout.
Higher.
So
they didn't have the Gabba home ground advantage last year.
Yeah, so
if they can refine that.
Which is, you know, more likely than not, to be honest.
I would say they do have the hardest draw this year, though, apparently.
Usually, the Premiers should have.
Which makes sense. But I think, my only reason why I didn't pick them first is because I'm thinking the Danaher situation matters, right? Also, a few of their players, like Kitty Coleman and Doudé, they're not going to be in the team until
straight away.
They're not going to be in there straight away. I think they just need a bit of time to adjust back into it. Long season for them as well, you know.
I'm actually keen to see how their midfield goes this year. Obviously, Neil and McLuggage and these guys, Dunkley, but then you've got the Ashcroft brothers. Mm. Levi's ready to contribute right away, and like we know what Will is. So, and he's only getting started as well.
Mm.
So I'm pretty excited.
We also saw like the rise of Kyle Lohman, Logan Morris. Archie has had a really good season last year. It took a long time for him to get there, but you know, he's kind of established himself finally. Yeah. There's a lot of every line plus, has talent, man.
Plus as well, they've been like going for that final for years now, missing out prelims and so forth.
Yeah.
So now that they've won it, I wonder like what that looks like. Is it extra confidence and just resilience? Is there a down year to come? I'm more willing to agree with you than not.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, it's hard to know how the motivation changes.
Yeah.
Like, it probably, I don't know, they're human beings. So they've been chasing that for that whole time. Mm. If they get it, are they as desperate? Maybe not.
Mm.
You probably have to be at your absolute most desperate to win it. So,
yep.
But yeah, I think they're top four, man. Surely.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Nice one. Mm. So last night I was talking to Matta and I was kind of like, man, why is everyone rating the Giants? And I was thinking in my head, like, I don't see it. They've lost a few players like Perryman and so forth, Peatling. Who have they replaced them with? And then I was thinking about it properly this morning. I've got them in third now.
I had them there as well.
So for me, the one thing I didn't really calculate when I was originally thinking about them, I for a moment forgot how good their defense is.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Whitfield back in his appropriate role, it seems. Mm. Midfield, we know the class that's in there. Callahan should get better. And then you've got the big boys like Green and hopefully Coniglio is fit and all these guys. Mm. But then I thought Hogan only really came back to prime Hogan last year, which is a gun player, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Cadman. Yeah. Just quietly had a decent year last year. And he will get better. So if he's running up the ground, being more that Cameron type, push up the ground half forward, and then you got Hogan deep, Green's still there. They've got incredible small forwards.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, based on how they finished the year, like in the regular season, I think if they can replicate that form all year, because they were similar to Brisbane, like didn't have the hottest of starts, not as bad as Brisbane, but we always seem to say with them, like first half of the year, what are these guys? And then they always finish strong. So I think if they can just tighten up at the start, top four is well on the cards for me. Mm. I actually had them first, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I did a 180 from last night.
You really did, right? You really did.
Funny what a bit of thinking could do, but yeah. I don't know. I think they can do it. They've got the right amount of veteran leadership mixed in with like electrifying young players to do it. So I don't know. We'll
see. That's fair. I think a bit for them is riding on, is Briggs going to be in form? Is Green going to be playing? Well, Green, it's going to be guaranteed he's going to be consistent. But who's going to be the second man to him? Like, I know Cogs has had a bit of injury trouble in the preseason. Callahan's playing in the guts now, you know. Finally, there's a spot for him there, you know, with Peatling going and really just peeling otherwise. Mm. I don't know who else is taking that spot. I think Brent Daniels is probably going to get a bit of a midfield run as well.
Great year last year.
Yeah. Yep. So he's a gun.
Well, they lost Cumming, Peatling, Perryman and Nick Haynes, right? Now, Nick Haynes, you'd say just a random depth player. The other three, Cumming hasn't played a lot of football the last couple of years. Peatling came into the scene. And Perryman has been a role player.
Yeah.
So I think for them, if their good players are fit and firing, then I think they could do anything.
Yeah. Mm.
They are, I guess every team is subject to a couple of injuries affecting them, but if they have lost a little bit of depth, that could affect them if a couple of their key players go down. Mm. But yeah, I see them being pretty dangerous. Another year under their game plan, which, you know, it took them a little bit of time to kind of get that kind of really fast, aggressive football playing again last year.
Mm.
But now they've got another preseason under that system. And then the other person we haven't talked about, I don't know if he'll have an impact, is the package.
Jake Stringer. Just about to say.
Yeah. Apparently he's really fit.
He wasn't in my calculus, but the guy kicked how many, like 40-odd goals last year?
Yeah, he did.
On a Essendon team that underwhelmed.
Mm.
And we know that when he's motivated, he can be very good.
Yeah, true.
Which it seems like if he is on a good team, forwards like him like really feed off that attacking energy and like obviously winning football. So he could be a wild card too. So you got Cadman doing his thing, developing. Hogan, we know what he is now, looking fitter than ever, like maybe even better than last year.
Yeah.
And then the package just sort of X factor.
Mm.
I don't know.
Callum Brown as well is a pretty athletic player. Riccardi's a best depth
song
player
as well. Callum Brown, he does the he has the song at the end, song, you know, for his the goal song, the Mexican song. It's amazing.
Chuck it in the outro.
Yeah, no, I should. Probably a copyrighted, but worth it. Yeah, no, fair call. I'm surprised the 180 there, then. I'm surprised, but you know.
Yeah,
usually know. You're pretty stubborn with decisions like that, but.
No, no, I'm stubborn when I think I'm right. When I know I was just talking a bit of shit, I can take a step back and correct myself. So.
All right, fair enough. All right, so I'm rounding out the top four then.
You are?
Yeah, and I don't know if this pick is going to be as controversial to you guys as my first one, but I've gone with Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not controversial for me.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Now I feel better now. So my thing with Sydney, so I actually had them second. So with Sydney, I just think that they, you know, they haven't really lost much from last year player-wise, like personnel-wise, pretty much the same. Mills is going to go into the midfield. He'll be extra motivated. I think the only really question on them is, you know, it's a new coach. Are they going to be able to adapt to his systems fast enough? Look, I feel like he was probably already involved in the game planning anyway.
He was already there, like, right, yeah.
Mate, it's assistant going to senior, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, and we always see Coxie in the box there, you know what I mean? He's always there. What's it called? Yeah, so I just think, yeah, there's no reason for them to drop off. They'll have that bit of motivation for getting smashed in the final as well, I would say as well. But yeah, it's a strong midfield group, man. Like, if Mills goes in there again now, he was an All-Australian mid. Heaney, Warner, Goulden, you know, it's very, very strong. Roboden, we forget about him. Question is, key positions as well.
Yeah, no, makes sense to me. I'm not going to drop them. I had them sort of top four as well. I'm not dropping them off simply due to the grand final. They were great last year.
Yeah. Well, they weren't just great. They were the best team all year. They had a little bit of a patch towards the end of last year where they slumped a bit, but they were just rolling teams and were the clear best for pretty much the whole year. Mm. That doesn't just go away.
Okay. Yeah. The ninth easiest draw for them as well.
So oh, really?
So it's not too bad considering your minor premiers and, you know, you're in the middle pack for draw difficulty, you know, helps them out as well.
Yeah, that's very generous, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
It's always interesting about that because they say it's the easiest draw, but then random teams become good that you thought were bad.
Yeah.
True.
Not always linear, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. And this Fox Footy, like a Fox Sports, whatever it was, article, who knows, you know, maybe they suck at math, you know what I mean, and they just didn't get it right. But, you know,
it's always possible.
Yeah, true. Or maybe this is from last year, who knows. Nah, I doubt it.
All right, so my turn now.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep, fifth spot. Who you got?
We'll go Baggers. I had him fourth. You guys stooge me, put him fifth. Look, Carlton is almost no doubt to be a good team this year, but the question with them is always their ability to just stay consistent throughout the whole season. Right? There's going to be a headline where Carlton at some point in the season is the flag favourite. It's always that case. But do they dive? Do their players stay fit? These are more of the questions. For me, it seems like they've had a relatively strong preseason injury-wise. I mean, it's hard to say that when Nick Newman goes out with the ACL. But some of their players, that a little bit injury prone or haven't had the best preseason in the last couple of years are kind of fit and firing. And it does seem like, and this is going to be a topic of conversation throughout the whole year with the small forwards, that some of them actually improved a bit, like Motlop being one of them. Apparently Fantasia's had the best preseason of his career. If you're relying on these type of players, maybe it's still warning signs already, but yeah, we'll see how we go.
Zach Williams, you playing half forward still? Or?
He's playing half forward. He played half back in the Indigenous game, but I think he, look, with Newman going down, maybe his role changes a bit, but I think he'll be more of a half forward. Jagger Smith comes in. He'll probably play round one and for the rest of the year. Mm. How does he kind of perform? But yeah, I think in general, the team is consolidated. It's under the same system for many years, and even players like Adam Chera are kind of having their best preseason. Walshy should be all right for round one. There's no reason why this team isn't good, and this is the discussion we've had in the last couple of years, is they've got all the pieces, can they put it together? But you know, I think they need to be gunning for top four. I think they can do it, but it'll be an interesting ride, man, as Carlton always is. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I had Carlton eighth, actually.
Okay.
Only because of competitiveness in the competition.
It is very competitive. Yeah.
I had them sixth.
Sixth,
Around the mark.
Reasonable,
Fair enough.
For me, you just mentioned every point I would make in terms of the inconsistency and certain roles that, you know, you seem like obviously in the preseason, like it looks like maybe they're working on it. I'm sure they are, but yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to just win those close games because you will be in a lot of close games. And then those games where you blow teams out like you have been in the last few years, like keep doing that. And then a couple more of the close ones gets you top four, basically. Yeah.
And at that point, it's just individual brilliance. There's Cripps and Walsh and Kerner and Mackay. It's those guys that they get you over the line.
Which they've done in, they've done over the last couple of years. Look, it's a tough competition. You've got to win a lot of games to be top four these days because it's so even.
Who's alongside Wiedering these days? In that
I think an interesting one here. Sorry to cut you off, George. Right. But Nick Haynes.
Yeah, well, Nick Haynes has been brought in for depth.
Exactly. I think he's best back six for you guys. Surely,
I think he'll play. Like, I mean, Silvani's been played in the back line now. McGovern's still there. So those are probably the key players.
I think it's I think Nick Haynes could be astute if you know if he because he was an All Australian like what only 3 or 4 years ago or something.
Nick Haynes is interesting because he had a lot of health issues over the last couple of years that affected his ability to play. Like he was having all these gut issues and these type of things where like he couldn't eat properly, he couldn't train. So
just give him the tea, bro.
Yeah, he needs some Chinese tea actually. But it seems like he sorted it out. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. Shout out to him for that.
Shout out to him. So nice. Look, I feel like you look around the best 22 and there's good players everywhere. Again, it's just about like they have these patches in the last couple of seasons where they're so good and then they're so bad, and they just a team can't do that.
If you like, obviously, if you do well, like you're hoping, I'm sure everything will be positive and good news stories all around. But what happens if you are more like what I'm thinking, like 7th, 8th? Maybe it's so competitive you miss out.
Yeah.
What happens to Vossi? What happens to just the plans moving forward? Because everyone, like all the key players, are signed on. So like your team's going to be the same more or less. You think I'll change things up?
We haven't had a lot of turnover over the last couple of years, and players want to stay. I think the big contract this year is Tom DeConing. But yeah, it's a good question, Vossi. Like, I don't think if we don't make finals or if we're not successful in the way that we want to be this year, I don't think Vossi is going to lose his job. But it'll definitely, he's definitely under pressure. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be under pressure. I think there's probably other coaches where they're really on the spotlight this year. But yeah, I think Vossi will really start to be talked about if we're not.
Who have you got round one?
Richmond.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
the interesting thing for them, for Carlton, speaking, like, so that's an easy
start.
That's
a good start.
Yeah, it is a good start. Apparently, third easiest draw for Carlton.
I like it.
That's not bad. Why am I not surprised? Yeah, no, Let me guess who's number one and two, Essendon and Collingwood?
Nah,
I don't want, man.
We need all the help we can get, man.
Get out of here. Fair enough. Essendon playing like 10 games at the G to end the season. We're at Marvel. Get out of here, man.
And still don't make finals.
Anyway. All right, am I up?
Yes.
I'll go.
Pick six.
I'm going the Pies.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
Now, my thing with Collingwood is they finished just out of the eight last year, right? However, we all know they were decimated by injuries, especially in their forward line, where their game kind of comes together with the X factor, guys like Majacek and basically all of their main goal scorers from the year before, bar Bobby Hill, were not there. So you mix a couple of them. I'm not even expecting like full clean health, like McStays and whatever probably won't be relied upon, but just a couple of them back mixed in with Dacos, probably a man on a mission will win the Brownlow, in my opinion, because he
has to.
Man, he looked devastated on Brownlow night, and he's a nutcase. Like he's going to be such a gun this year. You bring in Perryman, you bring in Houston.
Yeah,
you know their back six was under more pressure this year or last year, obviously due to more turnovers, a bit less actual good attacking play. So yeah, I don't know. They just find ways to win. I'm not one to think that they're just going to now not be a top 8 team because of one down year when there was a clear reason why they were down. So,
yeah. Where did you have them, like, on your board?
I had them third.
I had them fourth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. Yeah, I think with them.
Actually, second. I lied.
You had a second. Oh, yeah, nice. Now, look, I rate it because not only, like, we know how dominant they were 2 seasons ago.
Mm.
This year, they bring in, so, like, it's a small pickup, but they bring in Membry. All of a sudden, you have a depth piece if Maichek goes down, if McStay stays.
I forgot about
down.
Him. There
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that's a marking target. I think he's still a half decent player. He can still, you know, he can do, you know, even if it's 60% or 50% of the Maichek role of bring the ball down, you know, that's pretty solid. You know what I mean? So there's that. And obviously the Houston pickup is huge. Perryman gives him another big body in the midfield. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but like 3 or 4 years ago, Perryman was playing as like a tagger for GWS and, you know, being that defensive midfielder. And he was solid at it. He was solid at the role. Yep. So, you know, I very much rate Collingwood this year. Like, I would be shocked if it's not a bounce back year, you know.
Yep. So, no, that's exactly my thinking.
So. They probably got a little bit of pressure to kind of keep up the winning form now. Some of their, I mean, I don't know how long Penderbury, Sidebottom, Jeremy Howe, some of the older players can continue. I don't know if those players are risks, you know, or something that, you know, if they can't get their bodies right throughout the middle of the season, whether that affects their performance or not, I'm not sure. But yeah, like, I think they're going to be pretty good. I had them top 8 as well. Yeah, I don't see just the fan base themselves is enough to get them over the line for most wins. I feel like
a couple wins. Yeah, yeah.
True.
I mean, guys like Pendlebury, I'm not worried about because his game's never really been about his physicality. It's more just his IQ and, you know, like his calmness on the ball and stuff like that. Yeah, so
exactly right.
Side bottom, who knows? But again, they've got a lot of other wingers. Guys I can throw in there, so it's not... Yeah.
Who's coming through the ranks with Collingwood like that could get a game? There's not really a lot of young talent, is there?
Not a hell of a lot off the top of my head, but an interesting one is Reef McInnes is going to be playing key defender, or they're trying him as a key defender, yeah. Well, I think he's like a solid 195, 196 type guy playing in the... Like, I think he was drafted as a mid. They put him forward, and now he's playing defense. So, look, if he can hold down a key position post and help free up Darcy Moore so Darcy Moore doesn't need to be as accountable defensively, it should be good for them. So, because I think that was kind of their weakness last year for me. A big weakness was when they're not winning the midfield battle and their defense gets peppered, like, you know, someone like Darcy Moore can get monstered by a key forward, you know. So, so I don't know. Hopefully that dude helps them out a little bit. Can't think of the fringy type players off the top of my head. You know, we're not really in the football frame, like, mindset.
Once
just
the games
yet.
Start next week,
exactly, and we can start remembering names. You know, I'll be rattling them off. Don't worry.
With Collingwood, my summary is: if Dacos is in red hot form, they can win anything.
Yeah.
If something, God forbid, something happens to this player, they're down the drain. That's how I see them.
Fair.
That's a good point.
So Darcy Cameron as well. He career best year last year. So you know he helps that middle of the ground be even more competitive. So yeah. All right.
Last one. All right, Matzo, you're up. Seventh place.
All right.
Going to round out the 8 in the next 2 picks.
Yeah, so
a lot of pressure.
Maybe a few people would consider this pick, these guys slipping a little bit, and that's Hawthorn.
Yeah.
At 7.
That was my next one up too.
Yeah, so I had them at 5th. With them, they're the most exciting team, you know. For a neutral, I would say, they're the most exciting team, you know. I think they were top 4 in the last, 12 or so rounds or whatever, or maybe like, I don't know the exact stats, but they killed it in the last half of the season, which bodes well for them continuing on and being good this year. But in saying that, they are still a very young side. So I can't imagine, like, I had them 5th, right? But I don't think they're going to be like, you know, 1, 2, 3, like a lot of people are talking about, you know? And it's nothing really against them. It's just that, you know, remember when Freo prematurely got into the 8 and then all of a sudden we thought they were just going to keep going and keep going and then it didn't happen. I can see something similar happening to the Hawks, but I'm still seeing them, you know, in the higher echelon of teams.
Yeah, I mean, all last year we were just like, surely this is the week they lose. This is the week. Right. And they just didn't. So, like, you know,
Is this when the fall comes? Is this when the regression comes?
I don't know. I am more like Matzo, like maybe a little bit, but not out of the 8. Yeah. I can't see that. Just out of respect for what they did, man. Like,
Exactly, yeah.
It's the way they play, especially, like, it's a bit different to Freo. Freo was more your slow movement.
Mm.
Hawks are just like go, go, go. So I think they're just going to overwhelm teams.
Yeah.
You know, and win some games like they did last year. So I wonder how much better they can get, though, because they bring in Barris
and Battle.
Battle. Sicily's role probably changed, probably for the better.
Mm.
I don't know, man. I'm more willing to bet on them being top five or four than six, seven, eight.
Yeah. See, yeah. Well, I had him fifth, so I didn't want him to just slip this low, to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Georgie had to pick up.
I had him seventh.
Actually, I think I wrecked it by putting Geelong first. You guys, you know, you guys, it's weird that you guys had him seventh, eighth.
Sixth or eighth.
Sixth.
First is going to be a bold call for anyone other than Brisbane in my mind.
Oh, fair enough.
Now, I've got the pressure of Rennie at the top eight, and I'm kind of looking at who I had there, and I'm just questioning it now. I'm going to go Freo.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I want the
Port out of the eight.
Yeah, I have Port ninth.
Lovely. Same. Did you have Port ninth as well?
Yeah, that's a spoiler for the next week. Let's talk about them both at once then.
Look, Freo, they're bringing Shai Bolton. That's X Factor. I was watching that Indigenous match versus Freo yesterday, and it's a bit of a scramble because players are playing everywhere. You don't know who's even – everyone's got different numbers changed. You don't know what's going on. It's hard to follow. Mm. But some things are just a sure thing in footy. Mm. And one of them is Caleb Sarong is an absolute freak of a footballer.
Mm.
So you look at Sarong, Brayshaw, Hayden Young, Luke Jackson is a midfield group. You look at, you know, a short, already pretty short defense, and then put some X factor in Shai Bolton to add to those Kautskis and these type of players. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like they got a bit unlucky last year with a couple of games not going their way, and that could have influenced their position. I think they'd be a pretty good team.
Yeah.
So I'm only putting them eighth. It's not that crazy. They could be way better. They could be worse. We never really know. They do play some games where you're just pulling your hair out, like just kick the ball forward. What are you doing? But sometimes they do it and they're really damaging and they just pile on the goals. So what to expect from this team, you never really know. But I think they'll be pretty good, man.
Mm. It's interesting because I remember that stage where they were playing that little chippy-chip style, you know, in a game. I remember there was one game against Melbourne. They just carved them up with that stuff.
Yes.
They really did.
What do you call them? Like Freo Salerno or something?
What's that?
Barcelona, like Freo Salerno. What do you call them? Like,
I can't remember. I do remember that I compared him to Barca, Tiki Taka.
Doc Alona. You call them something.
I don't know if I had a phrase like that, but I did compare them to Barca, like, you know, to Tiki Taka. Because they're just sort of prodding their way, and then they eventually find a, you know, an avenue to get towards the 50. Mm. But I don't know if they're going to do that again this year, but the exponential improvement in a guy like Treacy all of a sudden just, I feel like it just fast tracks.
Appropriately ranked in the redraft as well.
Exactly right. You know, over Thilthorpe. Shout out Snonky Doink. we didn't even get to Adelaide for me to shout out Snonky Doink.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we will. Look, him and even Jai Amos as well. He's if he gets a little bit more muscle in this preseason, all of a sudden, if he's clunking contested marks as well, it's a very formidable forward line too.
Yeah, they do have some young players that, like Erasmus has been in the system for a couple of years, Nathan O'Driscoll, Matthew Johnson, a couple of other players as well that, you know, could take a step forward and provide an impact for them. It's kind of hard to know what these guys are going to do, but
I think O'Driscoll had like 10 marks in the
I love that play, by the way.
Yeah, no, I feel like him specifically is your boy.
Yeah,
he's in like one. Like if there's a 22 of your boys, it's him.
I think he's the sub or something like that.
Or the wing. No, you could fit him on the wing.
I could
easy. For me, it's just will they?
Pretty much.
I can't believe I haven't mentioned him till this point. You know?
Couldn't help yourself.
I know.
We weren't even talking about Hawks and he had to budget in.
I know. I had to. I've got to meet my Will Day quota. So, Dino. Is it Dino's pick?
Yeah, I had Power. I actually did have them. I think we all sort of had them ninth.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie. A lot of it is bias and hope that they do drop out. But the reality being, like, I just simply like and rate the teams above them a bit better.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced by their key forward stocks moving forward. Mm. I don't think they even are. Yeah. To be honest with you. But what they do have is Butters, Rozzie, Horn Francis.
Yeah.
But that's not enough. Like, Freo's had a good couple midfielders and teams have had good, like, unit on ball for a while now and not done much with it. So,
Look, there's some serious X Factor players, though. I mean, what Horn Francis did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Great players. And they'll be a good team, but it's a competitive league. Yeah. And I just think, honestly, the other teams excite me a bit more. I think they – I don't think they've done enough in the offseason to justify moving up. So, like, for me, it's either you stay where you were or you drop because other teams have improved.
Yeah.
And I'm more willing to bet on the drop. Hinkley on the way out as well. That's always a bit of a funny time.
This will definitely be his last year.
Well, they said
it. They said it, yeah.
Josh Carr's going to take over in a year's time. So, I don't know. That's a bit of a funny thing. Usually, Port sort of get galvanized every time Hinkley's about to get sacked. So, maybe it'll work out for him. But
Maybe. That's true.
Now, he can't really use that because they know he's leaving. So, maybe it just won't happen.
Yeah. Look, I think, with them, a lot falls on the shoulders of Georgiadis in that forward line. Unless Lukosius all of a sudden...
he's the other one.
Yeah, but we don't really rate him. He's just tall Jaden Stevenson. Like, unless all of a sudden... unless all of a sudden he, can, take a game by the scruff of the neck and not just score cheapies. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a bit, there's a bit to be desired in that forward line.
Yeah.
Willie Rowley is solid in there. Mm. Actually, I will say this, right? Now that I'm thinking about their forward line more, I like the Richards pickup and I like the Joe Berry pickup. Because there's a clear vision that they wanted some small forwards, around there. But do they have the keys to, help facilitate those, small forward crumbing goals? I don't know.
I also, what influenced me too was I've got a mate that lives in SA, goes for the Power. And I sort of asked him, what do you reckon of your guys this year? And he didn't seem optimistic. So if a Port fan at this time of the year can't show me some optimism, why should I be optimistic for them? So
fair enough.
That sort of pushed them down a couple spots.
Yeah. All right. So, pick 10. So, I'm looking at my list now and I'm in between two teams. It's a
hard one.
It is a hard one. But I'm going to go for these guys just because despite my rivalry with the supporter base, I do like the team and it's Adelaide. So, with them, I love their pickups. I love the coming pickup. I like the Pete Ling pickup. And
Neil Bullen.
And Neil Bullen. They are all just role player type guys. Pete Ling, who knows? Maybe he goes beyond that. Maybe he goes into, a star of the competition. We don't know. But the midfield depth is exciting for them. And you got enough X factor guys like Jordan Dawson and Rankin to get you guys, some wins. Thilthorpe, you would expect him to, if he's fit, you'd expect him to improve. Like what he did at the end of last year was pretty amazing. But just, not enough to sneak past those top eight teams. Mm. It's such a competitive year. How can you fit them all?
They haven't played finals in long enough for us to – it's not like picturing it. Like having them there above Freo, it's kind of hard until they do it. And it wouldn't surprise me if they did it.
Well, the thing is probably the expectation is finals for them now. Like they've been out for long enough.
If you're a Crows fan, absolutely, man. They missed out just the year before last with that errant behind, goal. So now you're thinking last year was disappointing, but they have a clear sign forward now, like Matt said. So it's kind of, if I was being honest, I can see them flipping with any team in that sort of 5-8 position. But because we haven't seen it, you'd be kind of silly to predict it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard for them to make it, as we've talked about. But the expectation for them is that they do it somehow. Which, I think they can, but they could also not.
That's the thing. Look,
a couple of these teams now is you just don't really know what's going to come from them.
Yeah, I think the only teams that they could steal their top eight position is Freo. And, if Carlton are, I feel like Carlton would be boom or bust. You know what I mean? I feel like they could go either way. They could slide from top four to 10th and you don't know.
Hawks could drop a bit as well, if they have that down before they go back up.
Mm.
So there's some room in there, but they're going to have to be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
To not get caught in the cat fight, which they probably will be in that dog fight.
Yeah, and speaking of dogs.
Speaking of dogs, Georgie's up. I don't know.
Am I up?
Is that a segue or nah? You got someone else there?
Gold Coast.
Oh. You ruined my segue.
You always go higher on the Suns than any of us, man. Explain yourself.
Well, what are we even up to in number?
I think this is
11.
It's 11.
They've never finished higher than 12th.
So you're predicting a huge year for the Suns' history.
Look, I'm always bullish about the Suns and it always comes back in my face, but I'm just going to do it again because why not?
Fair.
New captain, Anderson. Yeah. I like the way he's talking about the team and the growth under Dimmer. Rioli coming in. It's just one player, but I don't know. He probably fits the system well. Mm. I don't know, man. There's definitely natural improvement from these players. How many top 10 draft picks have they had over the last couple of years? Mm. I don't know which ones are going to come up, to be honest, but one of them or a couple of them should get a lot of game time and should improve. I mean, it's dewy conditions up there, mate. They get a couple of wins early in the year. They always do. And that should start them off. They just need to win games away from home. That's the simplest equation ever.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not that easy to do, but that's just what they need to do.
Here's the problem, though. And everything you said was very logical. But they just constantly defy logic as a franchise, as a team. Like, I can't believe in them over a few other teams that I have. Because I had them a bit lower, to be honest. Not just one spot, like a couple spots lower. Just purely out of every year, there's so much on paper to love about this team. And every year, something happens. Last year, they couldn't win away from home. The year before, there'd be another excuse, you know, injuries or whatever, or just inexplicable bad losses, like no consistency. I agree with you. They should be around.
Do you back in the Hardwick though, like to get him going? I don't think
Hardwick is this god level coach, to be honest.
No, but it doesn't have to be god level. It just has to be.
But like in consideration of him going there means, well, yeah, surely Hardwick's there. Because think about it, he was there at Richmond for how long?
Yeah.
And look at the tier of players that carried them to the cup, like Dustin Martin, one of the best of all time. Your Rewalts and so forth. Like, that was a very good team of players. Experience at the right time. And he's a good coach. But I don't think he's like, well, he's there so naturally. Surely. He's going to have the players have to carry. And I don't know which of those players are good enough to drag them up the ladder. Like, Anderson's very good. But he's also, like, good 1 week, not so good the next at times. So, I'm not sure personally. But you're right in everything you said.
Actually, I kind of like him, to be honest.
This isn't news to anybody that has watched
this
podcast.
I'm actually quite bullish on them. I would love to see them make the top 8, man. It'd be unbelievable.
Their list is stacked. I'll give you that.
It's pretty stacked, man. Yeah, it's a pretty good list.
I think,
and they got rid of Rory Atkins finally. And that's just like whenever you saw that on the 22, you get sick in the stomach.
Yeah,
and he's gone now.
Yeah, so, and it's replaced by Noble. Right?
Yeah, John Noble. That's right. You know,
I give it 6 weeks before you're down on him again.
Oh, it could be even less, man.
Yeah,
look. I hope you're right. It would be fun.
Yeah. I've got a sense, and I've got no information to back this up, but I've got a sense that the team is galvanizing and they're growing together and they're backing each other in. And I think when they find problems during the game, they're going to be able to find a way to work together to overcome them. And I think that's going to result in a couple more wins.
I feel like your argument here is I think that they're going to win more games and they're going to go like.
But that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
But there's no, it's just very, I don't know, it feels like circular logic.
No, it's
like, I think they're going to win more games because they've just got the ability to win more games this year.
What I said is they're galvanized. There is a group that have grown together. And this is even what they've talked about in the the offseason. And I think they're going to be able to solve some of those problems in game due to just being together for a long time and finally maturing. I think they've got it.
Hey, look, I feel like I like it. We're predicting them to be what, 12th? So it's like we can't like, you know, it's like
it's not that crazy.
It's not even that crazy.
So I'm not even fighting for them to be in the top 8, but I'd love to see it.
We can get off your case a little bit. Or it was 11th. They're 11th.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know.
So this would be their best season ever.
Yeah.
And why would it not be their best season ever?
Yeah, no, look, there's no reason why they should fall off. The list has gotten better. Like, who'd they lose? Lukosius? We don't really care about him.
No.
You know, like, you know, I think it's fair, man. I think it's fair. But yeah, anyway, Dino next.
Also, they got a new jersey, man.
Hey, did you see the pink as well?
Rebrand.
I actually think the pink looks pretty tough, man. Not going to lie.
That's the gather round one.
The gather round pink is good. You know, the rest, the yellow one, the taxi driver.
Are we
one,
playing them that game?
Yeah, we get to verse them in the pink. So the sledging that's going to happen during that game is going to be crazy.
Interesting.
But yeah. What was the other kid? There was a yellow one, a yellow and blue or something? The taxi driver one?
Yeah, yellow and blue.
The main one's just more red than anything, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, red on red.
Red on red.
Fair enough. Needs more red. You know? That was in the media.
So they can run faster.
Maybe rebrand, new year, new me. I don't know.
Maybe
something in that.
Yeah.
I think there is, man.
Yeah.
I'm conjuring it.
Yeah, we're going to see players with new haircuts. You know what I mean? They're embracing the new.
They need to go bold.
Yeah, true. Like bald Chera.
Bald Chera.
All of them are bald Chera.
Max, Ben King, bald.
Ben King, I couldn't imagine. That would be scary looking bloke.
If you do that, it means you mean business.
I agree. Nah,
you know what? This is where I will actually start to agree with you a little bit more. Jed Walter, my favorite player from that draft. King.
Come on, man.
The forward line should improve.
Yeah. Sam Collins is a great fullback.
Yeah.
You know, he's up there in all Australian.
Trick Miller had an injury sort of battled year last year. If he can come back to closer to his best.
Yeah, a little cheeky Lombard in there. Yeah,
Matt Rowell contract, he might leave at the end of the year.
Yeah, but look, contract year, he's going to go crazy.
Maybe, maybe.
He had an incredible first half of the year.
Yeah, he did. He did too. Right. I feel like that's a lot of Gold Coast
that's
talk.
That's more than enough Suns talk.
For the three Gold Coast Suns fans, you're welcome.
They're taking receipts, though, those Gold Coast fans. They're going to come back at the end of the year.
So what are we up to now? 12th.
12th. There's 18 teams. Hey, you're going to stuff it. North. Here's the thing, right? North is next. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm sick and tired.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sick and tired of giving the Suns credit. What have they done to deserve the love? And North can't get any at 13.
No, look, we haven't even said the Dogs.
That's
yet,
the
man.
Part that gets me. Because I was going to pick them next.
Stuff the Dogs.
You just wanted to pick them ahead of me, bro.
Correct. No, you know what? Stuff the Dogs. Yeah. They're a disappointment city. And I'm tipping with a bit of love here. And yeah. My one and only argument is this.
Yeah.
The time has to come at some point. And I'm going to be the one to predict it earlier than
but
later.
That's what I just said about Gold Coast and you gave me
but
shit.
But stop the Gold Coast. We've been rebuilding for longer than them, man. It seems like they've been more of a serious finals threat. A finals threat they've been for the last 5 years and they haven't delivered. Yeah. I'm not fancying us for finals. I'm just saying this is the year where the step up happens.
I agree. You guys will step up for sure.
Just over the Dogs. That's my only thing with this.
Well, but I mean, there's some other teams that people would argue as well.
Well, how many wins gets you this spot on the ladder, right? Let's have a look.
Yeah,
give
I don't
me
know.
One second.
Look, I don't know.
Probably a loss.
I've got it open.
It was only like one game 13. That separated eighth.
I'm going to make me do math now.
Mm. Anyway, whilst you're doing that, I will say this with North, right? Dino and I are both North supporters. We love them. And look, I think the midfield depth is exceptional. We've got the best ruck in the game, you know, or maybe second best, depending on who you ask. All of a sudden, the wings are going to be Finn O'Sullivan, Bailey Scott and McKercher, you know, sort of rotating through. Finn O'Sullivan already looks like a serious player, right? Already looks like a serious player. McKercher lit up the intra-club. We'll see what he does in games against actual players and can he be as prolific? Look, to be honest, the way I see McKercher is that he's like a faster version of Zach Merritt, to be honest with you. I think he's got more dash and more speed. Is he as good a kick? Probably, maybe not. Is he as good tackle pressure-wise? Probably not, because that's what I love that about Merritt. But if you've got that type of player out on the wing and on the inside it's Sheasel, Rolls-Royce of a player, he's like Josh Kelly and some, in my opinion. That's the type of player he's going to be. LDU is just, he's a gun. You know, when he turns it on, he's a gun. You know, Jai Simkin, we saw what he did in the Eels last game. There's enough there, man. And I think Darling helps us this year. Even though he might not score a lot of goals, he's going to free up Cam Zerha. He's going to free up Nick Larkey. So there's plenty to be excited about.
I just had a look at the last 2 years. Around this part of the ladder is 10, 11 wins, right?
Mm. How many did you win last year?
Like three.
That's a big jump up.
It is. However, and I agree with you, it is predicting more sudden growth, not like a linear, now we're bottom four, now we're bottom six, now we're bottom. I'm predicting we're moving from bottom four to that next one up. Mm. And optimistically, the upper echelon of the next one up, right? Mm. Now, 3 wins all in the second half of last year with a narrow loss to Collingwood that we should have won. We're up by 7 goals.
Yeah.
A narrow loss to the Ds could easily have been 5 wins in just one half of the year. So I'm basically predicting that second half of the year is replicated in the first half of the year. And instead of losing those close one or two close games, you maybe win one or two more. Mind you, and we lost to the Eagles in Tassie, which we shouldn't have in the second half. So it could have been easily 6 wins in one half of the year last year.
Yeah.
So that's really, I'm basing it off of that plus natural progression of a stacked list of young players that inevitably with a fit list, which we have minus Wardlaw, everyone else is fit.
Mm.
So I think we have a much better chance to start the year, win 3 before the bye or 4 and then finish strong again. And there you go. You're already kind of there.
Yeah.
So the Dogs thing, look, I get it. We're probably not going to finish up on top of the Dogs. However, if we come out round one and beat the Dogs, then what?
Are you round one up against them?
Round one.
We are. They love to verse you guys.
Well, here's the thing. You say that, and I agree with you. We played them twice last year. Got pumped in the second last game of the year when we had minds were in Bali planning our hotels.
Mm.
A few weeks before that, we played them, and we lost by 18 points. Ugly game. No one remembers it because it was a boring ass game to watch.
Mm.
But I was there, and we only lost by 18. And we played like trash that game. So, again, why isn't that a winnable game?
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. Look, we forget about the pickup of Caleb Daniel. We haven't mentioned that yet. All of a sudden, the ball use going forward is him, Kirch, Finno.
And rewind to, again, I know we say like no one predicted the Hawks to get this good. But even rewind further back. Collingwood, bottom four team, launched up.
Yeah.
Brisbane, bottom four for years, launched up. The linear growth for me is actually not what I want. I want it to be actually more dramatic. And I think it's possible, but no one will take it seriously until they see it and be like, yeah. fuck, that was bound to happen at some point.
Yeah, to predict it is tough.
To predict it is silly,
yeah,
it to is. Be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reality of it is like, well, okay, then you look at Hawthorn, you don't know what to make of it because it's confusing. Norths would actually make more sense than Hawthorns. Mm. We've got way more talent on the list by draft picked and so forth. Like they don't have a Sheasel caliber midfielder on their list.
No, look, the closest LDU, thing is Will Day.
Yeah. Sheasel and your LDUs are better than any Hawthorn midfielder.
Yeah, right. No, I
so
agree.
Yep. From my perspective, it would be less shocking. I can understand the, you know, rest of the league looking like no way, but you know, it's not ridiculous in my mind. Now the Dogs probably are right, shift in one spot, but my heart is my heart. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But look, I think no doubt North Melbourne will get better, and I think they'll take a couple of scalps. They can play some dangerous football. But I just think when you look at the ladder, you look at the whole season, and it's very hard to play consistent football for the whole season, especially when you've got a young team. Mm. And I just think that's the areas where teams can show. We've seen even Hawks of previous years, North of previous years, they have such a good, promising start to the season that they just fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's when you can just go bang, 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 bang to the bottom.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why I think it's hard to finish 12th. And also because it's such an even competition, some of the teams that we're going to mention now
correct
are all going to be vying for the eight.
Well, here's the thing as well, yeah. And that's where this is my counter argument to that though, is you mean to tell me as a general AFL fan, North can't be as good as the Saints were last year, just last year.
Yeah,
they can.
No,
they
true.
Were trash most of the year. We can, but still finished with that 10 or so wins. Like,
yeah.
In my mind, like that's completely and totally realistic as a next step up. Like Adelaide's been in that weird spot out of the eight, but not bottom four for a few years now.
Yeah.
You know, we expect them to be a bit better, but why can't we join that category of team, which isn't a good team? It's like, okay, you win some easy games, you maybe take a scalp here and there. Adelaide beats you out of nowhere.
Mm.
It's totally possible. And I think that's the bracket I'm sort of eyeing off. Like, forget finals. Get out of the bottom four and don't be like fifth last.
Yeah.
Be just that little bit above that. Show some more sudden growth.
Mm.
I'll be wrapped. And I think the list sort of moves to that as a goal rather than a bottom four.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's fair. Look, I feel like you got a lot off your chest there, Dana.
No, I'm sick of it, man, because I talk footy a lot, right?
Yeah,
I'm getting laughed at by my brother. He's probably listening.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I mentioned just a humble goal of like 7-8 wins and I'm getting laughs. Like, you know what? No. As a Hawthorn fan as well, you just watched your team defy all odds and finish essentially top four out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you can't see it happening for another team. Why not?
No, that's fair. That's fair. No, look, no. So this is just really an F you to your brother.
No, I love my brother.
All right, I'll move on. I'm picking the Dogs. And now, look, ended up with them pick 13, the Dogs, as a 13th on the ladder. My thing with them, and this is where I can slightly justify our, you know, selecting him there, is maybe they're just a little bit shaken up by the whole Jamara situation. You know, this is their star boy. You know what I mean? You know, maybe they've got it very easily. You know, they're going to replace him pretty easily with Darcy in the end. But still, I think it might be playing in the players' minds a little bit. Where's the culture at? Bevo's the coach, and you know he's a bit of a maverick coach. Just random stuff happening with him all
the
time.
Talk about a player, a coach that's on the hot seat.
Oh yeah. That look, if they don't make top eight, I'd sack him, to be honest with you, because the amount of talent that's on that list is huge. You know,
well, if this prediction even just bump him up one, which, to be honest, that's where I originally had them.
Same.
That even is sackable. Like, I agree. Forget between like laughing about North being on top of them. Like any of those positions is sackable.
I agree. Yeah. Well, even Bont, like his contract talk is going to be an interesting one this year if he doesn't sign early, because that's the captain. And, you know, does he trust the next couple of years that Western Bulldogs are going to make something of themselves? So this is a team that's very hard to predict, because we always talk about their talented forwards and their star-started midfield. But they just, like some of the other teams we've talked about in this area, like Adelaide and these type of teams, they just don't produce on their talent.
Well, I don't know where they go from here, because they willingly get rid of Daniel and McRae. Jamara, situation's shaky. Trelaw's starting the season injured. Liam Jones starting the season out.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you're looking at it like Darcy, what a talent. Like he's going to be unreal this year. Man, he's going to be unreal.
The
I'm looking
little
forward
bits
to watching
that
him.
I watched on the Essendon intro, in the match scene, oh my God.
He's unreal. Yeah. Bont's unreal, obviously. Libba, there's obviously heaps of talent there, but they're equally susceptible to a drop, in my opinion. A lot of youngsters, a lot of shuffling of role. There's nothing about them that screams any sort of assurance in my end. Like,
fair I agree with that.
Which is partly the reason. I mean, we'll get to the round one tips the week before round one, but There's a couple outs there. I've got my eyes set on the Dogs round one for a bit of an early scalp.
It's a good time to get him.
It's a very good time to get him. A bit of revenge from last year.
Mm.
You know.
Okay.
Just don't lose by 100 North again, please.
Yeah, no, no. I can't start the season like that, man.
It's not going to happen. Anyway.
All right. Next pick is pick 14, I believe.
Mine?
Yep. Yeah.
Ugh. I've got a list, a name there, but I kind of feel like not going for him.
Well, I know what it is.
Say it so I don't need to, please. I don't want to say their name.
I'm not going to. The way this is gone, I'm actually not going to pick him. I'm just going to go Melbourne.
Okay.
Okay, all right. That's not too crazy.
No, no. I had the D's there too.
All right. So with Melbourne, I think they're a little bit hard to predict for a couple of reasons. I don't know what Petrarca's going to come back like. I don't know what Oliver's going to come back like. Cozzy Pickett explicitly said that he's leaving.
He pretty much said, I'll do my time in Melbourne, like it's a prison.
Like what? That's crazy. I mean, we were used to players just speaking in riddles. Oh, I'll wait the year out, you know, I'll let my football do the talking. He's like, yeah, I'm out at the end of the year, bruv. See you later.
Yeah, nah, that's no good, man. That's not good.
They lose Neil Bullen, who's not like a crazy player, but he's a role player. Mm. I just feel like there's some question marks on a couple of their main guys. Petrarca and Oliver could come out and just dominate.
Mm.
And, you know, we're all good. But just because of, I don't know exactly what to expect from this team, I've put them lower.
Mm.
They could be a very good team. Mm. But I'm not super excited by Melbourne. They've drafted some nice midfielders. They'll come in and play some football this year and bring some excitement. I don't know, man. They've got some rock solid players, as we know. May, Lever, Gorn, these type of players. But I don't know if there's enough there of star power and consistent players to kind of make a top eight run.
Yeah. Mm. Well, no, they finished 14th last year in the end, man.
That's right. Mm.
So teams like Suns, Saints finished above them.
Yeah.
And we're looking at them, we're thinking, okay, Petrarca should be back, Oliver should be better. But the rest of their team, in my opinion, hasn't gotten better.
Mm.
And you're relying on a lot of burden on just few players, in my opinion. So, I think it's appropriate for them.
Mm.
They don't deserve much more love than that, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough.
They would have won, if Petrarca played, they would have won an extra two games, maybe three last year, potentially. So he's that impactful of a footballer, but that's not finals.
No. Far from it. Far from it.
Mm. All right. Dana, you're gonna have to tag one for the team.
There's two teams here that I don't care for, and I'm sorry to a couple of loyal fans of the pod. You know who you are.
Well, there's only two teams left to choose from, really.
Correct. The bottom two, I think we're all aligned.
Yeah.
So it's between two. I'm going to go the Saints.
Look, this is our most consistent gag that we've had.
I know.
Well, no, look, in all honesty, the Saints for me, I think when it was funny last year when King went down, their forward line got more dynamic, which is concerning for them. However, that version of their forward line actually excites me a little bit. Mm. You got your smaller forwards roving around, Owens and Butlers and whatever.
Philippou,
all these guys. Like, that's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
So if they can figure it out and just channel a bit more of that for a little bit longer, you got your midfield's being reinforced with McRae. Hopefully you can bring it back a little bit. Jack Steele, you know how much I love him as well.
Oh, yeah. Dino, big Jack Steele fan.
You know, Sinclair, Wanganeen Miller, I had him as my surprise AA.
He looks amazing too. He had a great game last night.
I've got him as a shout for AA, which if they finish this low, probably not. But there's a lot to like there. I just think they're in and amongst that rabble of teams that's going to be fighting it out for the top eight. They're just clearly, in my opinion, not on the upper end of that. So naturally, they're here, but last year, this place on the ladder still had a chunk of wins. Mm. What did they? Yeah, so like 10, 11 wins. Maybe I'm predicting 9, 10, which is still sort of this position of the ladder, but I can't see them doing more than last year overall.
I don't think they've had a very good preseason, though, like injury-wise.
A couple
of players are underdone.
Might be a slow start, and then like last year, they picked it up at the end, got a few more interesting wins, but it was too late. So
there is a few interrupted preseasons off the top of my head. Like Marshall has a pelvic stress fracture or something, bone stress fracture, whatever that is. Sinclair, he's touch and go for round one. King had a little bit of a scare, but I think he's all right. There's enough uncertainty in that team, and they haven't really, like, McRae's a good pickup. I think he'll be good for them, but like, does he transform a team? Probably not.
Philippou out as well.
Philippou misses the first month or so. He's the one I was probably, and this is a little super coach detour, he was the one I was most excited about for super coach, is Philippou. And when people started talking about not having him in, I was like, freaking ready to go. I was happy, you know, because he might have been a slight pod you know, with, you know, randoms not picking him. But yeah, so he misses. That sucks. Mm. The one that's interesting for me is, so you've got Max King. Membry left last year. I don't know. Are they playing Caminiti forward? Are they playing Raul Marshall forward and letting Bond play in the ruck? Like, how are they dealing with this key position dilemma? They've lost Dougal Howard in the defense. And he even though they didn't like him, they lost battle. They tried to get rid of Dougal Howard and they couldn't. And then they're like, okay, you're our best key defender now. We've got to keep you. Now it's just like, what? It's just Wilkie and Schoelmaker in the defense. Like, it's shaky, bro. It's very shaky.
Key position stocks aren't obvious, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think in the forward line, at least, they should just channel what actually makes them good, which is the more small forward centered forward line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Defense, I'm not sure, but they're usually structured well enough under Ross Lyon to deal with that, even with a smaller defense. So for me, it's more just uncertain start to the year and then just getting stuck in that middle pack of teams that I don't think they have enough star power to, like some of those other teams do, in my opinion. So anyway.
All right, so our next pick, shout out to Zumi, we've got Essendon here. I think 50-50 this is us not believing in them footballing-wise, and you know the other 50% is us just hating them. You know, I think it's just a long-standing joke on the pod is,
I think we said with Essendon, like, until we see it, we don't believe
it. And here's the thing with them, and this is where the bias goes out for me. The reality of what happened last year was they had a red carpet rolled out for them.
Yeah.
Chauffeured to finals, potentially even top four. Like, if they were just somewhat consistent, top four wasn't even that far off.
Yeah.
And they not only don't make finals, like we joked about it earlier, they played most of their games in Melbourne for like 2 months to end the year, if not all of them. So for me, if you can't do that, I don't know what's changed from last year to this year to suggest that all of a sudden you will do that. And I'm assuming their fixture isn't as friendly.
Yeah.
So someone can tell me, if you're a Bombers fan a bit offended, like tell me exactly why when you lose a 40 goal attacker in Stringer, who maybe you didn't like overall because he was inconsistent. Tell me who's stepping up. You might say Caddy, fine, but he's still young. I can't see much growth and therefore you're stuck in this pack again. And you're on the bottom end of it. It's pretty simple. I'm not suggesting you're going to be like you can't win a game like North or Richmond last year. You're going to be better than that, but you're stuck in this spot. I can't see you getting out of it.
I haven't spoken about this in a while, but they have the fifth hardest draw as well.
There you go.
So look, and with them, I don't know. I think you're relying on a few young guys to step it up. You're relying on Tardis. You're relying on maybe like a Caldwell to bring it up. But even then, they don't have like a big-bodied, scary midfielder. You know, they got Merritt, but you know, they're all just the same type of blokes in there. You know, just smaller dudes who can win a bit of ball, but you know, not really single-handedly dominate a game.
This is the thing. So if they pop up right and they beat Freer with the G early in the season, like great win, you know. But then they'll lose to Adelaide, like those typical ones you pencil in for a loss. Most of the time, they lose them, right? So Hawks at the G, they'll probably lose. There's all these games against equal or slightly better than them where I can't see them winning enough of them to rise up the ladder, which is what they'll need to do because it's those middle teams again. Like for me, we know the story with the Bombers.
Yeah.
Promise, probably early season form, and then they're going to drop off. And then what? I don't know. I don't see it. No disrespect. Yeah. I actually like a lot of their players. Like I really like Caddy. I like Kakko. They've got some really exciting younger mid, like Durham's. I like Durham a lot.
Yeah.
I like Merritt a lot. You know,
Archie Perkins.
It's actually not a hate on their current players. It's more just this big giant team that just is constantly so inconsistent and fails. Like that's boring to me, to be honest. Like,
and Brad Scott is a coach.
And Brad
too.
Scott, just the snake of a coach.
But his press conferences when they lose is incredible, though. So
it's the best. Best thing ever.
True. At least we're going to get that little entertainment there. We've got two more picks. Right. I think we'll just
speed run these ones. So I'm just going to go West Coast over Richmond. They got a bit more experience, you know, Liam Baker, these type of players. And more so, I just think Richmond is so inexperienced and going to play so many youngsters that I can't see them going over West Coast.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You could probably talk about these two teams together, to be honest. But
yeah, look,
I don't see West Coast being a good team. If some of their senior bodies stand up, then they can take a couple of scalps and play better football like they did last year. But if they're not second last, then or last, I'll go who?
Fair enough. It's they've sucked the love out of the game of like Tim Kelly. Sort of shows where they're at, to be honest with you. You know, they're not going to be playing good football. You know, I think their bottom 5, 6, 7, 8 of that best 22, they're all kids. They're all just random kids. And even them, they're experienced dudes. They're solid. Like, they got some decent experienced dudes, but they're old. Like, they're proper old. Mm. You know, Gov is old, you know.
Yo.
And he's not even going to be playing at the start of the season. Yeah, yeah. Tim Kelly's getting up there. It's just, yeah.
I think we have to give the Eagles the edge. I mean, last year they won 5 games, despite how bad they were, right? So, even if they just do that, they'll definitely not come last. Richmond ain't winning that many games. So
no, they won't.
And then there's Richmond, who
look they just, fun year. They just lost.
It is a fun year.
Just enjoy it. Like, yeah, exactly, as a North fan, to be honest with you, like, having all these youngsters, that's why me and Matt still go to the games. You see Sheezel do something incredible. You start getting excited. McKercher runs up the wing, bounces the ball 10 times. Like, you'll see some fun stuff from all the young players, and I'll be watching closely as a draft fan. But you're not going to win many games, you know, and that's okay. That's not the goal. There's no false expectation like there was in previous years. You know what you are. Enjoy it. Get the number one pick. But yeah, that's okay. You're not going to win a lot.
I think Richmond fans, because there's no pressure, no expectations, will enjoy this year.
They'll enjoy it.
And I think, as you said, I think football fans are going to enjoy seeing 5 or 6 draft picks.
The 18,000 that still rock up to the games will enjoy it, and that's it.
Yeah. And look, for them, they've had their fun. Like, honestly, they had, like, what?
100%, man.
They had, what was it, three premierships? Yeah, they've had their fun. Now, like, they're having, you know, it's a different type of fun, but, you know, it's, you know.
When you've won flags and then you bottom out, that's okay.
That's how you should do it.
When you're like North and then you've been bottom four, like Eagles as well have done it like that and so forth, Hawthorn. When you're like North, you haven't won since 99. The best thing is like a prelim or two. It hurts.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But you guys just enjoy. You got your flags. Enjoy the rebuild. All fun and games.
That's it. Well, anyway, how long did that go for in the end? That was a
little while. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. It's nice to get back into it and see you on the next video.
Okay, enjoy the preseason.
That's it.
Bye-bye.